Rich Game type player.
Fantasy football life. Eric Hamilton, RG, fantasy football expert.
He's got a very unique style, almost European.
K-Zoo Guru.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable, and I'm just ferocious.
Football Sensei, Eric Hamilton.
Anytime he comes on, he kills it. With this information right here, man, you're going to be able to go over and rush your lead, man.
Get in the cypher.
Welcome to the Real Sports Guys on RealSportsGuys.com. We have a new segment for all our fantasy football folks out there that are looking to get that added advantage to bring home the cash in their fantasy football league. We've got our guy for the past year and a half that's come onto the show, Eric Hamilton, the fantasy football guru from KZoo. How you doing today, Eric?
Man, I am all good. Pleasure to be here. It's football season. It's in the air. I smell grass being cut, and it's time to get this fantasy football piece rolling.
Eric, you got me going. I feel like I'm in the locker room. I got my cleats on, and I'm just ready to go out there and flat play like champion today. So Eric is going to be coming back and forth to us every other week to give a fantasy update. We're going to be heavy at IDP. Individual defensive players, something that we know a lot of our listeners are hungry for to get more direction there. So let's just jump in. So Eric, a lot of folks, they have their fantasy draft coming up, and what do they do when the big three quarterbacks of Brady, Rodgers, and Brees are gone? Who are some quarterbacks they should go to get good value from?
Yeah, absolutely. And once those big three are gone, there are a couple that I have my eye on. And the first one I'll throw out is Matt Ryan. And the reason I throw Matt Ryan out, this should be pretty self-explanatory, but last year he had a decent year. But if you notice, the Falcons offense is moving more and more away from Michael Turner to Julio Jones. As we see in this preseason, they are going to be a pass-first team. And Matty Ice is going to put his team on his shoulders. As of right now, he's got 549 yards in the preseason, which leads the league in yardage for the preseason. I know you don't want to jump too far into what preseason means, but boy, if this is anything like what their offense is going to be like, Matt Ryan is going to have a phenomenal year. The other quarterback I've got my eye on is the number one overall pick, Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck has been precision sharp this preseason, and no disrespect to RG3, but it's just the talent that RG3 has around him is a little bit different, so I think that the Indianapolis Colts will be forced to pass the ball, and Andrew Luck is going to have a phenomenal year, as we've seen thus far. The touchdown-to-interception ratio has been good. The last quarterback I've got my eye on for you deep sleepers is Russell Wilson, the guy from Seattle. And again, I don't look too in-depth into the preseason, but the numbers by themselves make you think that this is someone you have to keep your eye on. So far in the preseason, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception, a 5-to-1 interception ratio was phenomenal. The big knock on him was his height. Well, he's showing, just like Drew Brees, is that he can loft that ball at that angle, and he has a quick release. So those two things, and on top of his football IQ, he's thrown for 464 yards in the preseason. So again, those are three quarterbacks. If the big three are gone, and I've got to take a chance on someone that's down the road, Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, and Russell Wilson are going to be nice value picks.
Eric, the state of fantasy football has changed so much over the past decade, especially in the last couple of years. It used to be that we just, running backs were gold. You had to go with the running back, your first and second pick. But that's not the case anymore. How would you direct folks to use those first couple of picks now?
I have noticed that the landscape is changing, and it's a passing league. But something to keep in mind is this, is that after you get past the big three, which are Ray Rice, Coy, and Arian Foster, the next 5 backs that are available, they all have concerns. Adrian Peterson, another full-time back coming off an injury. Do we know what's really going to happen to him? Not really. Chris Johnson, he came off a terrible year last year. He's looked good in the preseason, but again, another risk. Maurice Jones-Drew, who I happen to draft in my fantasy football piece, I have no idea when he's going to be back on the field. And if Chris Johnson last year showed us anything is that running backs have a tough time coming back from a holdout. Again, then you've got Darren McFadden. He is a flat-out stud, and everybody knows it. But the injury concerns, again, you know, same thing with DeMarco Murray from Dallas, another injury concern. So we just don't know. So for the top three, I think if you have a chance to get Foster, McCoy, or Rice, you have to take a chance on it. And again, there are not many backs in this league that are featured backs. The running back by committee is becoming more prevalent, like Washington, like pretty much everywhere, Detroit, where no one can stay healthy. But if you can get one of those big three, Rice, Foster, McCoy, I say go for it. It's going to pay off in the end.
You listen to the Real Sports Guys and RealSportsGuys.com. We're debuting our special segment with Eric Hamilton, our fantasy guru from KZoo, talking about the Fantasy Football Minute for week one of this upcoming 2012 season. Now, Eric, tight ends. Now, we all know about Gronk. We all know about Graham down in New Orleans. Give us some other tight ends that can bring great value this year.
Yeah, two. There's one on my radar that I've had my eye on ever since Peyton Manning decided to go to Denver. It's Jacob Tammy. And Jacob Tammy over in Indianapolis, when Dallas Clark went down, Jacob Tammy was that jewel, I think, in the 2010 season. He was a monster, a PPR monster, points per reception. He was not big on touchdowns, and he will not be big on touchdowns. But if you are in a points per reception league, this guy is going to cash in on those numbers. He is going to be, he's my number one tight end sleeper. The second one, another one, is Greg Olsen out of the Carolina Panthers. Now, last year, if you combine Greg Olsen and Jeremy Shockey's number, you pretty much have a number three tight end after Gronk and Graham. And since Jeremy Shockey has departed elsewhere, now Greg Olsen is the number one tight end over there. So those receptions should be going to him. Those red zone targets, just getting down the field, Cam Newton loves to utilize the tight end. And now they have one. I really like Greg Olsen. And he is going to be a phenomenal value draft. I think right now he's being drafted between the 18th and the 20th overall tight end. I would definitely put him in the top 15, up maybe 13, 12, somewhere around there. So two great values. You've got Greg Olsen and Jacob Tammy.
Wide receivers, Eric. I know in the league you and I play in, it seems like whoever can find that diamond in the rough in terms of wide receivers, especially in the point per reception leagues and also the leagues that give you 10 yards per receiving point, whoever can find those jewels are going to do well. Who are some wide receiver sleepers we should look at this year?
Well, my first one is not exactly a humongous sleeper, but as far as where he's being drafted, he's a sleeper. My first one is Antonio Brown out of Pittsburgh. I know a lot of people are honed and focused in on Mike Wallace, who should make his return this week. But Antonio Brown actually outscored Wallace last year in the second half of the season. Antonio Brown, again, he takes back punts. He's becoming more of that possession receiver, and he also has that savvy ability to be able to take that deep route to the house. So he is my number one sleeper. If you can get him in the fifth or sixth round where he's going, phenomenal value. He'll put up top 15 receiver numbers this year. I guarantee it. My second pick as a sleeper is Titus Young. Now, Titus has been a diamond in folks' eyes for quite a while. But the one thing that kind of caught my attention is I was reading MLive, which is a local paper in Michigan, and they referenced how phenomenal Titus Young was in the preseason. And as far as they are not able to stop him in training camp, the guy has just been a monster in training camp. And then again, you're playing on the other side of Calvin Johnson. He is going to have a phenomenal year. That offense is pass heavy. As long as Stafford stays healthy, they cannot run the ball to save their lives. So they're going to pass a lot. And when you get triple coverage on Megatron, you've got Pettigrew and you've got Titus Young that should have a great year. My last sleeper for the year is Pierre Garçon. Pierre was traded from Indianapolis over to Washington, where RG3 resides. And RG3 is going to be looking for someone that he can build some comfort with. And him and Pierre Garçon has already done a great job at connecting with each other. So, with that being said, I'd like Pierre Garçon to have a good year. He is going to be a sleeper as well. He's going right around the 8th and 9th round. So, again, nice value. He should put up top 25 numbers. So, my three sleepers for wide receivers, you have Garçon, Antonio Brown, and last, Titus Young.
So, Eric, I gotta ask you, you're on national radio. How difficult was it? Because I'm sure a lot of our listeners who's listening to the podcast right now, when they heard Titus Young, they may have gotten an accident. How tough was it to say Titus Young and to put your name behind him having a good year?
You know, it's tough. It's tough because he has all the potential in the world. He's so quick. He's so fast. I mean, he's shifting. He's got good hands. It's just, Titus, do it. You know, you got to make this move, man. He's ready for that next level. Megatron is being double and triple teamed. Come on. You got to make this play. And so I think this is that time to get in, and he's going to expound upon that last year that he had. I predict a fantastic year out of Titus Young, but I was a little hesitant in putting his name down.
You're listening to the Real Sports Guys at RealSportsGuys.com. We're debuting a new segment with Eric Hamilton, our fantasy football guy. Feel free to give us some feedback on this segment on Facebook as well as Twitter, Real Sports Guys. Now, Eric, let's get into the meat and potatoes of the discussion, why a lot of people are probably tuning in. It's for IDP health, individual defensive player health. Eric, give us a few jewels that our listeners should be looking for to solidify their defensive players.
Let me first say this. If to your listeners out there, if you are not in an IDP, individual defensive player league, get in one. It changes the perspective of the game. It allows you not only to just focus on the offensive side, you find yourself watching the entire game because now you're finding those individual defensive players that are going to contribute to your overall team success. Okay, so my first one I've got is, I mentioned him in our rookie draft that we did earlier in the year, Luke Kuechly out of Carolina. This guy, he's a rookie, and he is just a monster. He's a tackle machine. Before I get to what he's done so far, in his collegiate career over in Boston College, the guy led the league in tackles 2 out of the 3 years that he was in college. Translating that over to the pros, into Carolina, the guy has 17 tackles so far in the preseason. That is number 2 overall. If you watch any of the Carolina Panthers games for this preseason, he is everywhere the ball is. He is a ball hawk. The guy just knows how to find the ball. A typical Patrick Willis, Ray Lewis type of guy. He just has a nose to get to where the ball is. So he is going to have a phenomenal year. My only concern with him is the health of John Beeson. John Beeson has been that cornerstone, that central piece of the middle linebacking core, but he just can't stay healthy. So if he starts, Luke Kuechly is going to have a monster year. My next pick is someone I brought up last year, which is Colin McCarthy out of Tennessee, middle linebacker. Phenomenal, again, a ball hawk. In the IDP world, you want folks that are going to make plays, tackles and make plays. And this guy combines best of both worlds. As of right now, in the preseason, he's got 15 tackles, which is enough for 4th in the league. And he leads the league in interceptions. Let me say it again. This is for a linebacker. He leads the league in interceptions with 3 interceptions in the preseason. Again, when you talk about a ball hawk, a guy that can make plays, Colin McCarthy is a monster. And he is going to have, again, another monster year. My last IDP or defensive player to pick up is LeRon Landry out of the New York Jets. He came from Washington, and he had a couple of years where he was coming off of an injury. Before then, he was an IDP stud. The guy is big, he can tackle, and he makes plays. And those are 3 things that you love out of having a safety. Big, make plays, and can tackle. And this guy, if you watched him last night, the Jets, the last game last night, he was all over the place. He set a tone for the Jets defense. You're no longer going to run over that middle to catch those balls. When Landry's in the house, you're going to feel his presence. And he let it be known last night with an interception and several tackles. Again, this guy is going to be a monster as long as he can stay healthy, and it looks like he will be. Those are 3 guys to keep an eye on: Luke Kuechly, LeRon Landry, and Colin McCarthy.
So there you have it. Eric Hamilton going in and doing his thing for the Fantasy Minute for the Real Sports Guys on RealSportsGuys.com. Eric will be back for week 3 to give you some more fantasy nuggets. Until next time, Real Sports Guys, take care.